I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being with us this Thursday. Big, big news out of Washington this evening. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is stepping down, resigning, in fact. In his resignation letter, General Mattis said the president had the right to have a defense chief whose views were more aligned with his own. Earlier, the president took to Twitter to say Mattis would leave his job in February. This stunning news from Mattis comes just one day after President Trump announced he was withdrawing U.S. troops from Syria. The president's announcement on Syria came despite opposition from U.S. allies and military officials. Congressman Adam Schiff of California is the incoming chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. I asked him for his reaction.
Well, it's devastating. I have great respect for Secretary Mattis. I think he is not only the adult in the room in the administration, but a class act, a great thinker, a great military leader. And it's an inestimable loss to the United States. And given the circumstances in which it came, when the president was ignoring his advice, among others, it's just devastating.
I mean, you called him the adult in the room, one of the adults in the room. How do you read this in terms of foreign policy at the White House, this significant statement on differences in belief and principle from such a high-level voice in the cabinet?
People have great respect for Secretary Mattis. They respect his judgment. They respect his integrity. And they agree with him. I think on a very bipartisan basis here in Congress, we agree that it's a mistake to do this precipitous withdrawal of our troops from Syria, that it will only embolden our enemies, Iran and Russia, the regime of Bashar al-Assad. The president's tweet today that somehow they're unhappy that we're withdrawing is complete and utter nonsense. But I think when you read Mattis's resignation statement, his letter, it goes well beyond this action and calls attention to how this president has so often attacked our allies and drawn distance between the United States and our closest allies while embracing these autocratic rulers around the world. This is a grave danger to the country. It's one that I intend to explore when we take over the Intelligence Committee. Our first hearing is going to be on the rise of authoritarianism, something that Secretary Mattis calls attention to in his letter.
Well, you mentioned the drawdown in Syria. We're also hearing from unnamed officials at the White House that the same could be happening soon for Afghanistan. Is this a watershed moment, do you think?
Well, it could very well be, although we've felt like we've had many watersheds in the past. It didn't prove to be so significant or seismic as we might have thought. I mean, when you look at just today, the defense secretary has resigned. The government is hurtling towards a shutdown. The attorney general, the top law enforcement officer in the nation, has ignored the advice of ethics lawyers. That's just a single day in the Trump administration, but it does seem like the wheels are really coming off the wagon here.
What are you hearing from other lawmakers on both sides of the aisle?
People are, I think, stunned and gravely worried about what this means for our national security. One by one, the responsible people in the administration, and to my point of view, there weren't that many to begin with, are leaving or left or fired, and their replacements are simply not the same caliber. Our national security now is in the hands of John Bolton without any kind of countervailing force, and that's not something I'm particularly comfortable with.
Congressman Schiff, what are you waiting to see next? You just mentioned John Bolton. Is there something there?
Well, I guess I'm waiting to see next whether the president is going to fall through with this troop withdrawal and what other shoes there may be to follow. You know, it's certainly going to raise a profound question about who's going to want that job if someone like Secretary Mattis, someone of that kind of principle, feels that they can't continue to serve in that role. It's going to be harder and harder to attract anyone to fill these positions. But one thing is certain, we are not going to see someone of his caliber, again, as long as Donald Trump is in the White House.
Representative Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California. He's the incoming chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.